It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com. This show, Mind Your Business on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many professions and leading industries, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, real estate, leadership, strategic planning, retail, communications, marketing and advertising, time management, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. Special thank yous to Pesach Tropper, the show's producer. Thank you. And to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role for the show. Rena, Srilly, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you. I'd also like to give thank you and a special mention to some of the channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The new Take 5 column in Mishpacha magazine, it featured already the guests that we've interviewed on this show, David Colby, the CEO of Colby Corporation, and Christine Comerford. Subscribers to Mishpacha magazine have seen those. And a special, thank you to Mishpacha magazine for picking up on the great wisdom of those guests. And of course, we had them here on Mind Your Business. In case you missed their episodes, the great news is that every single episode, all past 85 episodes of this program, are available by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. That's the site that's dedicated for this great radio show. We're also on C-Suite Radio, Audio Boom, iTunes. There's a YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis. It's all there. Many of the face-to-face interviews, they're up there on YouTube. And soon we'll be on C-Suite TV. In fact, the first episode will be the interview I had with Dawn Fay, District President at Robert Half. And as mentioned, all past episodes are up on WABCBizRadio.com. There you can catch the interview I had with Chris McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers, Rich Marin, the CEO at New York Wheel, Paul Massey of Cushman Wakefield, he's running for mayor of New York City, James Rosebush, former senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan and author of True Reagan, Jason Robinson, director of marketing at UPS, Will Young, director of product at Zappos, and so many other great guests, Jay Baer, Jack Canfield, Brian Solis, Shep Hyken. They're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Well, let's get immediately to tonight's amazing guest. I have on the line none other than Todd Magazine. Todd is the president of Blink Fitness. Todd has held executive positions at many major companies, including Gatorade, Quaker, Pfizer, and now he runs Blink Fitness. And under Todd's leadership, he expanded it from 4 locations to 50. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss the importance of social advocacy in the business world, how to stand out in a flooded industry, and how, when, and why to expand into a franchise business. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Todd Magazine. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yitzhak, how you doing?
Doing fantastic. Thank you so much for taking of your precious time. Let me open up. I mean, you've had, executive positions at many major corporations. Maybe you could just talk about your journey a bit.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's been a great journey, and it's not over, hopefully.
A while to go.
It's been a great journey because I've had so many great experiences, and I've had a chance to work at some wonderful companies and on so many different brands and with so many different people. This is a very different one for me. It is in a different industry and definitely smaller than many of the companies I work for. But I get out of bed every day, kind of jump out of bed every day. I love what I do. It's been a great change for me and something I'm really passionate about. And It's great to be having an impact in the communities that we serve. So that's kind of been my journey, and it's really fun to be doing something that you really love and you're passionate about, and that you're having an impact on, you know, hopefully the world. Right now it's in the local world, but we are definitely having an impact on the communities and the hundreds of thousands of people we serve.
Wow. Now, just about the journey itself, was Gatorade that first C-level position that you had?
Quaker was actually my first kind of C-level position, really first opportunity. The theme somewhat of my career is that I've been peripherally in the health and wellness space in different capacities for most of my career. It's something that I personally have an interest in, and something that I kind of live by. So Quaker being obviously a food brand that is good for you, and Gatorade being in the sports world, and even my time at Pfizer in the health and wellness space, and now in the fitness and hospitality world. So it's all kind of touched things that are very similar, even though the businesses are very different. And, you know, we sold either different products or services to many different types of people. But the theme and the core of what brings them all together is something that I have a personal interest in. So that was kind of the connecting point, if you will.
You know, it's so beautiful to hear that from someone like yourself. Many of the guests that we've had on the show, they link all those life experiences, and they show that there was a thread between them. It's not just random. You know, people out there, when they hear a news story on some major executive, and they don't necessarily point out the thread. And there's a human side of it. You know, the very fact that now running a Blink Fitness operation means you're making people healthier. They're going to live longer. Let's face it. And the fact that you link that together, Gatorade, Quaker, and Pfizer, that's really neat. That's very special.
Yeah, I mean, look, it probably feels somewhat linear as you look back. And I think, you know, one of the things that I tell a lot of people whom I talk to who are younger and starting out their careers, you know, it never happens that way. And no matter how much you kind of try to guide and steer your career, there's always going to be kind of left and right turns, and you got to be able to roll with the punches. And, you know, you hope that you kind of navigate it in a way that does enable you to grow and enable you to deliver the kinds of things that are both, obviously important to you, and as well as the customers you serve. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's there's so many twists and turns in the long journey of a career, and you hope at the end of the day you look back and you feel like you've created a legacy and did something good. So, it's been fun. And as I said, I mean, this Blink Fitness opportunity for me has been really the most fun that I've had in my career. And it's really been the most rewarding. So that's the real fun part of it, is that I'm really doing something that I get out of bed every day and feel really excited about and very passionate about.
Special. Now, Blink is unique in the fitness industry because it's so strongly value-based. Can you explain Blink's philosophy to our audience?
Yeah, I mean, it really is part of what separates us. You know, just for those who are not familiar with Blink, we are a full-service fitness platform. So we have, the traditional things that you'd find in a gym, you know, treadmills and weights and things of that sort. We compete in what's called the high-volume, lower-priced segment of the market. So we compete in that, call it, $10 to $20 range. And really our whole point of difference are really two things, and I'll answer your question more directly. One is our kind of luxury-like experience that we bring. So you walk in and you really don't feel like you're getting a $10 or $15 experience. It feels much more expensive, and I'll come back to that. But the other part of it, as you said, this kind of value-based idea, we have a philosophy that we adopted really through really kind of looking at what we created early on and what our members were telling us. And the philosophy is called putting mood above muscle. And the idea here is that, you know, the fitness industry has been around a very long time. And when you think about fitness, you know, most people and most advertising and communication are big muscles and six-pack abs,
right,
and weight,
right,
loss and all the things that you would typically see in fitness. We've kind of changed that rhetoric, and we've kind of said, yes, those are important, but we believe that the common denominator in getting more people healthy and into exercise is to talk about how fitness makes you feel more so than how it makes you look. And the reason we do that is because, you know, one, it does talk to more people. And number two, you know, I think everybody knows the stories about people who try to get into fitness. They do it for a week or 2 weeks. They don't get the physical changes they want, and then they quit. When you think about it, when you exercise, the first time you exercise, you get a positive reaction in how it makes you feel. And that's what we're trying to capture.
Fascinating. Now, the name Blink, I mean, it's such a, it's a great name. Where did that come from? Who thought of it? What's the backstory?
It was really kind of trying to find something that would not be, you know, somewhat traditional. We kind of fashion ourselves as being kind of untraditional in our space. And so we wanted something that would represent, you know, not a traditional fitness word. So obviously Blink is not something you would connect to fitness. And the other really is, you know, fitness shouldn't be something that requires tremendous time and energy. I mean, you don't have to work out 5 times a week and 2 hours a day to be fit, particularly on the emotional and you know, the feeling side of fitness. So Blink is really kind of a nod to the idea of you can get in and get out very quickly, and fitness can be something that can be accomplished very quickly. And so we really tried to connect the dots there, and that was the kind of genesis of the name.
My guest this evening is none other than Todd Magazine, president of Blink Fitness, right here on Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Zaftlis on 77 WABC. Todd and the folks at Blink were extremely gracious. 3 lucky winners. I mean, every week we do have some type of giveaway, but this one is really special. Will win a 3-month full access gym membership with a free 30-minute session with a personal trainer. That's just unbelievable. It's going to go to 3 lucky winners. This is just unreal. I wish I could join, but I guess, you know, I'm part of the team here, so I'm ineligible.
But we might be able to arrange something.
But this is unbelievable. All you have to do, folks, is send a text to 64600 and put in 3 letters, MYB, for Mind Your Business. If you can't do that, forget it. I mean, it's that simple. Send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB, and 3 lucky winners, 3 really lucky winners, are going to win full access gym membership to Blink Fitness for 3 months with a 30-minute session with a personal trainer. That's just unreal. Again, just send a text, 64600, and put in the letters MYB or automatically entered. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com.
Hi, this is Yitzhak Zaftlis of Mind Your Business. Well, I'm happy to announce that recently Mind Your Business joined C-Suite TV. Well, are you looking for some great business content other than right here on this show? Then check out C-Suite TV and watch in-depth interviews and business content for C-level executives and entrepreneurs. Watch and get insider secrets on demand by going to csuitetv.com. Again, that's csuitetv.com. C-Suite TV, business insights on demand.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Zaftlis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Zaftlis right here on 77 WABC in the Newark, New Jersey metro area and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com and, of course, on the 77 WABC app. My guest this evening is none other than Todd Magazine, president of Blink Fitness. And the folks at Blink Fitness and Todd were extremely gracious. We have a wild giveaway this week. Three lucky winners are going to win a 3-month full access gym membership to Blink Fitness, plus a 30-minute session with a personal trainer. That's just unreal. Special thank you to them. And all you have to do is send a text to 64600. Put in three letters. It's that easy. MYB for Mind Your Business. Again, send a text MYB to 64600. And three lucky winners are going to win a 3-month full access gym membership to Blink Fitness, plus a 30-minute session with a personal trainer. Just unreal. Thank you, Todd. It's really gracious.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Oh, this is exciting stuff. Now, you know, every detail in a gym, it has to be done with some type of planning. And at Blink Fitness, I mean, the experience from the color of the walls to the beat of the music, perhaps you could describe the experience at a Blink Fitness center.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually refer to that experience as the feel-good experience. You know, mm-hmm. As I mentioned before, our whole idea is to bring this mood above muscle idea. So the pillars that we've created related to the gym are all related to how it makes you feel. And so there's five things really briefly that we use. Number one is we actually don't even refer to our our staff as associates or staff members. We've referred to them as actually mood lifters, and actually put that moniker on their uniform, and it says mood lifter. So that's number one. And you'll always be greeted with enthusiasm and energy, and we train them a certain way. We want you to walk in and feel like, wow, this is something different. Secondly is our design. We are very, very particular about the way we design our gyms. As you mentioned, the color. The colors are actually tied to mood. Different colors generate different types of feelings. Reddish-orange colors tend to be a little bit more of the power colors. You would expect those to be more in the weight areas, et cetera. We have something called an everyone cleans philosophy. One of the things about the high-volume, low-priced arena is that most people kind of have this, you get what you pay for experience. And, right. and one of the things that they expect is that it's probably just not going to be that clean and the equipment's not going to be working. But we don't believe in that. And we have this everyone cleans philosophy. And, you know, from the manager or when I even go into the gyms, everybody's picking things up, re-racking weights, et cetera. Yeah. Energizing music. We actually curate our music for beats per minute so that it is energizing. We don't play it too loud because a lot of people want to listen to music on their headphones, but those that do listen to it and as background, we want it to be energizing. And then lastly, we have, as you mentioned, one of the giveaways is a training session. And one of the things that makes us unique in our segment is that we do offer personal training. And actually, you can get a training session for as low as $27 for a session with a certified personal trainer. So those are kind of the five things that really kind of separate us and make us distinct and kind of provide that feel-good experience.
And you know, it's fascinating. In the world of marketing, we know how much is invested in lead generation, as we call it, you know, to get the prospect in. But when a prospect is in and they genuinely have a great experience, as you're describing, that word of mouth is real and it spreads. And especially in the world of social media today, I mean, maybe you can comment on that. That just, you know, you probably get a lot of foot traffic just from that alone.
Yeah, actually, what you said was exactly right. I mean, first of all, I won't share specifics, but I would tell you that a very, very high percentage of people that come to look at the gym and what we call a tour, and they take a tour around the gym, a very high percent, not quite 100, but something just a little south of that actually joins. So we know that when we can get people to tour the gym and see what we're delivering, we have a very, very high conversion rate. And that's a testament really to obviously our mood lifters as well as the entire experience. But the second point, as you said, you know, word of mouth in the type of business that we're in is the number one source of lead generation. And we are very focused on making sure that experience is a great one because we want people to tell their friends and their relatives. And, you know, obviously, as you said, social media is an incredible, igniter of that we all have the luxury of today. But we actually measure that member experience. Every single time that a member works out, we ask them to fill out a survey and rate us on that member experience, and then we make adjustments appropriately. So our goal is to continue to improve that, and we know if we do that, that we will get that word of mouth, and we will continue to grow at the rate that we've been growing over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. And that's our goal. That's our focus. And, you know, other gyms really worry more about signing people up and collecting money. We are very focused on making sure that we can create that phenomenal experience, because we know that that will reward both our members as well as us in the long term.
Wow. Now, moving along to the recent, I don't think it's fair to say health craze, because, you know, there's people have been health conscious for, you know, decades, centuries, you know, but at the end of the day, there was, in fact, I saw a recent study that bottled water, you know, has reached, you know, levels of consumption nowhere near, you know, and I don't know if it overtook soft drinks or got near or something like that, but it certainly was a testament to the fact that people over the last decade, two decades, have been far more health conscious than in the past. Is that true? And if it is, has that affected Blink Fitness?
Well, I think there's a lot of data that would say that is true. The interesting thing, connecting it back to the fitness business, is that only about 15 or 20% of the adult U.S. population belongs to a gym. So the amazing thing about it is, while awareness and behavior generally, as it relates to health and wellness, has continued to change for the better, the reality of it is that people are still not exercising at the rate that, you know, ultimately they should be. So, and again, that is related to the fact that only about, you know, 15-20% of the U.S. population even belongs to a gym. So that's the opportunity. You know, there are a lot of people that are focused on, you know, in the health and wellness space, food, obviously very important, nutrition being an important part of the component, and but obviously physical activity is important as well, and there's a big opportunity there, and that's what we're trying to tap into. And this idea, this mood above muscle idea, really is trying to go after, you know, not only the 20% of people that do belong to gyms, but also the 80% of people that really kind of feel disenfranchised from the traditional gym, because they kind of look at the six-pack abs and the big muscles and they say, that's not for me, and I don't feel comfortable going into that gym. Those are the kinds of people that we're talking to and saying, no, this is different. This is something that is very much about, you know, accepting and inviting those other 80% of people.
Hmm. Now, the fitness world in general is perhaps a bit of a flooded field. This, you know, obviously is specifically for Blink Fitness, but how, from your life experience, how can a business leader make sure that their company stands out, especially in a crowded field?
Well, my whole career I've been on businesses where there's lots of competition. So I'd like to, at some point in my life, not have that, but that's the reality of business. And usually good ideas invite, or good opportunities invite, lots of competition. And you know, we welcome that. I think it's good. It's good for the industry. It's good for society. But at the end of the day, you have to differentiate yourself. And we're doing that really, you know, kind of in two different ways. Number one, we're doing it through the product that we offer. What I said before about this feel-good experience is really providing something substantive that is differentiated. And, you know, I hear all the time from our members that they just can't believe. They walk in like, how is it possible you guys are charging $15 a month for this? So we have clearly demonstrated that. And then the other part is really this idea of creating a positioning in the marketplace, or a kind of an idea or a platform that your brand stands for that gets people interested in. And that's the other part of the equation that we've really built, which is this mood above muscle idea. And, you know, one thing that I haven't touched on is, you know, the way that we bring this idea to life and really kind of talk about mood above muscle is, you know, while other gyms are showing, you know, these hard bodies and, you know, people really kind of who are the, you know, the traditional aspiration of fitness, we're showing body diversity. If you look at our communication, you go on our website, you look at our advertising, we are showing people of all different shapes and sizes. That is breakthrough for this industry. The paradigm in the industry is that you don't show overweight people. You don't show people who are not the true, you know, traditional aspiration. And we've broken that paradigm. We don't believe that. We believe that aspiration for many people is seeing themselves metaphorically in our communication and in our advertising. And if they do that, we believe that we will invite that, you know, other 80% of people who are, you know, not feeling that gyms are for them and are, might be intimidated, that that this is a place for them to go.
Yeah, it's so true, because on the site, and I'm looking at that great graphic that you have there, the illustration, a lot of people there, not necessarily like you described, that perfect gym look, you know?
Right. But everybody's in a different place on their journey.
Yeah.
You know? And if all you do is show the outcome, in many cases, that might be years in the making.
Right.
You know, people look at that as a mountain to climb. And that's why so many people try to get fitness, try to get exercise into their life, and they quit very quickly because they don't see the physical changes. And physical changes take time, which is why we have been so focused on kind of this emotional benefit of fitness, because it doesn't matter what your fitness experience is. If you exercise one time, you will walk out of that gym, out of that blink, feeling great and wanting to come back. And that's really the energy and the feel-good idea that we're really trying to focus on. We're not being dismissive of the physical piece of it. Obviously, you know, physical benefits of exercise are well documented, and we're not being dismissive about it, but right. We're just saying that don't put that at the top of the list, because you will be, it takes a lot, you know, a lot of time, a lot of hard work, and we're saying focus really on how it makes you feel, and the physical benefits will come.
Amazing. My guest this evening is none other than Todd Magazine, president of Blink Fitness. And Todd and the folks at Blink are giving away this. This is really an incredible offer for the listeners of Mind Your Business. Special thank you to them. Three lucky winners are going to win a 3-month full gym access, full Blink Fitness access membership, plus a free 30-minute session with a personal trainer. It's unreal. It's going to three lucky winners. All you have to do is send a text to 64600 and put in the letters MYB. It's that simple. M as in mind, for Mind Your Business. MYB, Mind Your Business. Just those three letters, MYB. Send it over to 64600. And you're automatically entered to win this incredible giveaway. To find out who the winners are, we'll announce it on a subsequent show. And, of course, it will be pushed out on the Facebook feed for this show, Mind Your Business with Yisroel Saftless. Also, I'll put it on my Twitter feed, YSaftless, YSAFTLAS. In fact, anyone following me on Twitter always gets the inside of who my upcoming guest will be. And, of course, as the listeners know, we have such an incredible variety. I mean, I still get feedback to the one we had with Jeffrey Hazlett. How about the one we had with Captain Sully Sullenberger? Yes, the captain who saved 155 lives by landing his plane in the Hudson. That was an incredible interview. They're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807 extension 3505 or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Come join the most trusted business network for executives, the C-Suite Network. If you're a business of $5 million or greater, or your position is VP or higher, you're invited to join the C-Suite Network to connect with business peers. Go to csuitenetwork.com. That is csuitenetwork.com to learn more about the benefits, meetings, and services exclusive for C-suite executives like you.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC and around the world in a variety of forms. Of course, the website, wabcbizradio.com, and of course, the 77 WABC app. The folks at Blink Fitness, and of course, my guest this evening is Todd Magazine, the president of Blink Fitness, were extremely gracious. And three really lucky winners are going to win a 3-month full access gym membership and a free 30-minute session with a personal trainer at Blink Fitness. It's going to three very lucky winners. All you have to do to enter is send a text to 64600 and put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. It's that simple. MYB, send it over to 64600 as a text. And three really lucky winners are going to win. And to find out who the winners are, we will announce it on a subsequent show. But I'll put it out on my Twitter, YSAFTLAS, YSAFTLAS, in a couple days following the airing of this show. Well, Todd, Blink Fitness just celebrated a really special milestone, the 50th location. I believe you're past 50 at this point. But how do you encourage and accomplish this sort of rapid growth? I mean, especially it's franchises, which we're going to talk about franchising in the next question. But how did you, I mean, this is rapid. How'd you do this?
Yeah, well, thanks. I mean, look, 50 is a great milestone. And actually, we now have 53 open. So we've opened three.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. Yeah, look, there are going to be, there have been many and there will continue to be many milestones for us. And, look, it's all about really providing and delivering a differentiated proposition. As you mentioned, it's a crowded space. Fitness is, there's a lot of ideas out there and a lot of businesses that offer fitness benefits. We have delivered something that is highly differentiated, and we've gone into a very competitive market, and we've proven, now with 53 locations and 300,000 members that we can we do indeed have something that is different, and even at a $15 price point, really is special, and we're being rewarded by members joining, thousands and thousands of members joining every day. So it's been really exciting. And look, we have a growth mentality, and we will continue to grow. And we've announced publicly that we're going to be opening up in Philadelphia. Right now, we're all in the New York metro area, but we're opening up Philly in the next few months, and then Los Angeles by the end of the year. So we're going to be, kind of spreading our wings in the Northeast, and obviously going bi-coastal by the end of the year. And as you mentioned, franchising. So today, so all of our locations today are company owned, but we started a franchising program about a year ago and are using that as another lever for growth to really build our footprint. And we've signed a variety of franchisees and have some great, great opportunities outside of New York, and we'll continue to build that part of our business. So I'm sure we'll talk about that in more detail.
Yeah, well, there are many. I mean, this show, the listenership is primarily comprised of small business owners and even medium to large business owners. I know from the feedback that I get and from the feedback that the guests receive. Let's talk about the world of franchising. First, perhaps if you could even explain it in a very basic way to the listeners, and then how Blink Fitness specifically handles franchising.
Yeah, so on a kind of a generic concept, franchising is a way for people to get into, to start a business without, with a slightly reduced level of risk. So if you were starting a business from scratch, obviously a lot of a lot of opportunities, but there are also a lot of risks that come with that. You have to create the idea, you have to build the product or the service, et cetera, et cetera. The great thing about franchising is you have taken, in most cases, a proposition that is already proven, and you are able to buy that proposition and, build it, and you are an owner, but you're using somebody else's playbook, and you're obviously, paying for that opportunity. So that's really what franchising is. It gives people an opportunity to kind of start a business and grow a business, but not having to do it from scratch. So that's the generic piece of it. With us, we have really spent the last 5 or 6 years, what I would say, perfecting our business model. As I said, the 53 locations that we have open are all our company-owned locations, and we've really tried to polish the stone, if you will, in a way that by the time we started to franchise, we felt that we were offering something that would be great value to somebody who was interested in really starting and owning that business. And a lot of times franchisors will go into franchising, you know, too prematurely. They open one or two locations, they have an idea, it's done okay, and they start franchising because it's a great way for them to, you know, build
scale,
the footprint
and scale.
Build their business.
Right.
The problem with that is, you know, usually a couple of locations are not quite there yet, and there's a lot of opportunity. So we feel we've done a tremendous job in really getting our business to a point where we think and know that it is really strong, and that the, you know, probability of success will be much higher now that we have kind of validated the model. And so that's why franchising for us now has been a really, really great part. And the other piece of it as well is a lot of franchisors are not operators. They open one location, two locations, and then they start franchising. And, you know, we're operators. We have 50-something locations, and we're going to continue to open company locations. So we'll continue to learn, and we will be very helpful to franchisees because we do it every day. So that's kind of been the beginning part of the journey that we've been on.
Wow. Now, you touched on this, but I just want to ask it because this is really a question that applies to any franchise operation. How do you ensure that every Blink Fitness location all your clients, all your customers get the same experience as your initial four, as the ones that you know that you keep an eye out? How can you ensure that for all 53 locations and more to come?
Right. Well, that's the million-dollar question in franchising,
yeah.
Which is always the challenge, or one of the challenges, I would say, that franchisors have is how do you make sure that the franchisees who ultimately, you know, buy into your concepts are able to deliver
right.
On your expectations or the product that you've ultimately delivered in prior experiences, and. What I would tell you is there's a variety of things that you can do to increase the probability. There's no guarantee. At the end of the day, you are selling opportunity to a an owner who's buying that franchise who's becoming a franchisee. You got to choose the right people, and that's probably 90% of it. And you know, we have met many, many franchise prospects over the last couple of years whom we have decided to pass on. And even though they were willing to write a check and willing to be part of our system and we would make money from them, we didn't believe that they were the right fit for us and that they would uphold the standards that we have become, that we have held and that we've been, people know us for. So some of it is gut and some of it is, you know, experience. That's number one. Number two then is making sure that there are legal expectations in franchising. There's something called a franchise disclosure document with every franchisor, every franchisee, or every franchisor publishes what's called a franchise disclosure document. And in that, there are a variety of details that are very clear legal obligations that both franchisors and franchisees have to live up to. And so we've made that very clear and held the standards very high. And then finally, mm-hmm. it's about really training and enabling the franchisees to deliver on that proposition. So we have 150 hours of training that we provide our
wow.
franchisees, which is in our segment by far the most.
Wow.
And we have built a system and an infrastructure to really enable our franchisees to do what we do. So so that's really kind of the three pieces that we really have used. And our goal is ultimately our members should walk into a Blink and it shouldn't matter who owns it, whether it's a corporate location or whether it's a franchise location. It shouldn't make a difference.
Right, completely
and
transparent.
We will be very, very rigorous about making sure that we can do that because, you know, as I said, our member experience, that is what makes us different, and that is an area we will not compromise on.
And you know, Todd, what I'm really enjoying about this interview is we're covering so many different topics here. And, you know, for a small business owner, this is gold. This is really great stuff.
Well, it's fun. And, you know, again, it's you know, as I said before, it's so much fun to be able to touch so many pieces of the business world. And, you know, franchising is a whole new dimension and a whole new opportunity, and provides, you know, many people, hopefully in your audience, who might be interested, an opportunity to be part of that Blink family, which is something that, you know, we're excited about. And there's so many talented people out there. And we're continuing to look for those franchise candidates. So that's a great opportunity.
And by the way, I mean, I get so much enjoyment and get real a real drive from this of the many stories of these type of relationships that have happened. If someone in the audience is interested in opening a Blink Fitness, who should they contact?
Well, they should go to blinkfranchising.com. Okay. That's our franchising website, and there's a very short form they just need to fill out with some information. And then we have our Vice President of Franchise Development, Patricia Perry, will be in touch with them. And, we get lots of candidates, and they come in from all different places. And, you know, it's just amazing how more and more people have heard about us. And, you know, I can't tell you how many people say, "God, I would just love to own a Blink." And
yeah,
say, well, now you can. so it's a great opportunity, and we're open for business. And there's so much white space out there in our world.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still in the New York metro area, opening in Philly and in Los Angeles, but there's so many tremendous markets and opportunity to bring Blink to different communities, and we're looking for people who want to be part of that.
Wow. Before we take a short commercial break and the last one of the show, just want to remind the listeners that Todd and the folks at Blink Fitness are giving very graciously three full access for 3 months, a 3-month full access Blink Fitness membership with a 30 minutes with a personal trainer. It's going to three lucky winners. Wow. All you have to do is send a text to 64600. Put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. It's that simple. Send a text to 64600. Put in the letters MYB. And again, three really lucky winners are going to win a 3-month full gym access at Blink Fitness, along with a 30 minutes with a personal trainer. Unreal. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com.
Hi, this is Yitzhak Saftlis of Mind Your Business. Well, I'm happy to announce that recently Mind Your Business joined C-Suite TV. Well, are you looking for some great business content other than right here on this show? Then check out C-Suite TV and watch in-depth interviews and business content for C-level executives and entrepreneurs. Watch and get insider secrets on demand by going to csuitetv.com. Again, that's csuitetv.com. C-Suite TV, business insights on demand.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. Team Ahead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. Team Ahead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807 extension 3505 or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC and on the 77 WABC app. In case you're just tuning in, you missed out so far on an incredible interview. But no worries, as the listeners know, every single episode is up on WABCBizRadio.com. And this show is not going to be any different. It'll be up by the Tuesday after it airs. up on WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening is none other than Todd Magazine, president of Blink Fitness. And the folks there were extremely gracious. They're giving away to three lucky winners a 3-month full access membership plus 30-minute session with a personal trainer to three lucky winners. This is unreal. A special thank you to the folks at Blink Fitness and Todd Magazine, its president. All you have to do is send a text to 64600 and put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. It's that simple. Send it over. Again, a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB, and you're automatically entered. Three lucky winners are going to win this incredible prize. Well, and the remaining few minutes that we have, and again, special thank you to Todd. You're taking up some very precious time. CEOs do not give away time easily, and this is gracious. Thank you, Todd.
My pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about Blink Fitness decision. I understand that there's you've partnered with Amazon Lockers. How did that happen?
Yeah, I mean, partnerships are a really important part of our business model, and we've been very selective in the types of partners that that we get in business with, because we want to make sure, one, it's connected to who we are as a brand, and number two, we want to make sure that it adds some value. It isn't just a kind of throwaway to try to get somebody to sign up. We have a great partnership that we've had for some time with Modell's, the sporting goods store,
nice.
And a variety of other partnerships that you can find on our website, blinkfitness.com. Amazon is a really special one, and I'm excited to say that they came to us, which is really, really wonderful and is flattering.
Yeah.
Obviously, Amazon is a tremendous
giant
business,
yeah.
and concept. And really, they are trying to bring Amazon Lockers, and for those who are not familiar in the audience, many people either live in apartments and or they feel uncomfortable having packages delivered to their home for whatever reason. And Amazon Lockers is a solution for that. And in a variety of retail locations, Amazon puts these lockers where they deliver packages, and somebody can come and with an access code actually get the packages that they order on Amazon. So this has been a very big business for them and something that they've been growing. And they came to us and felt that our footprint and our consumer base and our locations would be a great fit. And so we put a variety of these lockers into our locations in Manhattan, really kind of as a first test to see whether they would get used. And it's been amazing. I mean, they were basically at capacity for it happened right around, the holidays where obviously package delivery spikes.
Right.
But it's very clear, both with, the people in the neighborhood who are members as well as people who are in the neighborhood who are not members. It's a win-win because it provides them a benefit. It obviously gets Amazon Lockers an opportunity to build their footprint, and it gives people, both our members, it gives our members a convenience, but it also brings Blink Fitness to people that might not have known us. So it's been really kind of a win all around, and we're looking to expand this, and hopefully we'll have it in virtually all of our locations as we continue to grow. So
nice.
It's been a really great partnership, and they've been wonderful to work with, and it's a good example of when you have kind of a something to really offer that is a benefit that it really takes off, and this has been a really good one.
Nice. Now, you touched on this at the beginning part of the show. You talked about your team and not even referring to them as employees. Now, of course, when a company really takes care of its team, they become brand ambassadors. They become spokesmen and passionate spokesmen. Blink Fitness is known to have a very passionate and devoted team. How did you make that happen? How do you keep that, and how do you keep it up?
Well, I'm really proud to say that we have an incredible culture that has really been growing and is very, very special and has really been there since the beginning of our business when we first opened our doors. And this culture permeates, all of our locations as well as our home office. And it really is a few different things. Number one is, we treat each other like we're family, and it really does feel like a family run business in many ways. And we really care about one another and are very passionate about making sure that we treat one another with respect and all the things that come along with being in a family. But we also have created a culture in the gyms where, many people who work in retail, and whether it's a fast food or, a clothing store, whatever it is, we pay very similar to what other retailers pay. The difference is our mission and this idea of, this philosophy of what we're bringing to communities and how we're changing lives in communities is different than what you might get at a fast food chain or at a clothing store. And so people want to be a part of our brand and our culture because not only is it a business and you make money, but you also are part of something that's bigger than just selling something. You are indeed changing lives and changing communities. And I can't tell you, there's so many people, thousands of people that I've met, members, and the impact that we've had on their lives and their appreciation for the relationship that they have with our associates and our mood lifters, as I said before. That is special, and that's not something that you get every day. And I think that is one of the reasons that we've been rewarded handsomely with the kind of growth and the success that we've had, because culture is a differentiator. And everybody talks about, our people are special and our people are different. But is it really true? And I would say in our case, you can't walk into a Bling and not feel like our people are something really special. And I'm so proud of our team and our thousands of associates and mood lifters who have been passionate about changing communities and changing lives. And it really is inspiring and something that I am just so proud of being a part of.
Wow. Now, as we approach the close, I still, before my final question, just one that I got to sneak in. We're in March now, right? And everyone knows the most popular New Year's resolution. We know what it is. We're going to take those 20 pounds off. And what from your seat at the top, perched on the top of Bling Fitness, what's your trick and how do you recommend to people out there that, they made that New Year's resolution and it's just it hasn't happened, how do you, could they still turn it back on in March, or is it they got to wait till 2018?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, it's interesting. Most people think that January is the kind of big month in fitness. And obviously January is a huge month, but it turns out to be that March, in many cases, is a bigger month in terms of people getting back to fitness.
Fascinating.
Than January. And I think a lot of that, recent weather issues aside, March tends to be, the clocks change and it's lighter and the weather starts to change and people start saying, uh-oh, I'm going to be shedding some clothing soon. I better be in my better shape. And so March tends to be a really big month and one of the biggest months of the year. So if you missed that January opportunity, I think March is another great opportunity. But the piece that I would say is, it goes back to what I said before about this mood above muscle idea. And I think if you only think about the physical benefits, and it's, as you said, people come in January or they come in March and they work out for a few weeks or a month or two, they don't see the results they want and they stop. And if you focus on how fitness makes you feel, that is the tip that I would give you, is focus on the way that you feel after you exercise and after you go to Blink. And when you walk out, that's what will get you back the next time. And eventually, the changes that you want physically will come, but focus on the emotional benefits and put that mood above muscle, and you will be very happy down the road.
Wow. Now, as we approach the close, I just want to remind the listeners that Todd Magazine and the folks at Blink were extremely gracious. Three lucky winners, really lucky winners, are going to win a 3-month full Blink Fitness gym member access, together with a 30-minute session with a personal trainer. Unreal. It's going to three lucky winners. All you have to do is send a text to 64600 and put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. It's that simple. Send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB, and you're automatically entered to win this incredible giveaway. Again, three lucky winners are going to win this great giveaway. Well, Todd, I just can't thank you enough for joining me here on this edition of Mind Your Business. As we bring the interview to a close, what final thoughts do you wish to share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Well, I would just say, you know, we covered a lot of ground here, so it's been so much fun talking about it. I love talking about the business, and I love talking about what we're doing to change lives and this concept of putting mood above muscle. And I would just say to people that, you know, particularly people that have either considered joining a gym or have joined in the past and have not achieved what they want, don't give up and keep focused on that emotional benefit and really focus on the things that fitness does to make you feel good and really kind of make that a priority. And don't worry so much about all the physical, all the kind of visuals that newspapers and magazines and TV shows put out there. That is the thing to, you know, kind of avoid and really focus on how fitness makes you feel. Come to Blink, be part of our kind of mood lifting environment, and we have great opportunity to change your life, and we hope you'll take part in that.
Special advice and great advice overall for anyone in the business world that Todd just shared with us over the last hour. Stay tuned up next here on 77 WABC for Rita Cosby. And again, in case you missed or you missed part of the interview, it will be up at WABCBizRadio.com. That's the dedicated site for the show, WABCBizRadio.com. And tune in again next Sunday night at 11 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.